Hey everybody, it's another edition of Your Music, the weekly exploration of musical expressions and talents from around the world. With me, your host, Evan Davis. This week we are continuing to pay tribute to some of the artists we've lost to the coronavirus. We featured Manu Dibango a couple of weeks ago, then Ellis Marsalis last week. I've got some material from Bill Withers that I'll work into an upcoming show also, but this week we're going to spend the whole show with one of the greatest American songwriters in our time so far, the late John Prine. Prine was born in Illinois to a working-class family and discovered an exceptional talent for songwriting in his early teens. He played a few clubs, perfecting his storytelling and singing style, and eventually began to make a living as a musician. But his career really didn't take off until the mid-1990s. In 1996, Prine's ballad, Angel to Montgomery, was covered by Bonnie Raitt, and suddenly Prine gained national attention. Even though others had covered Prine's songs, including Johnny Cash and Bette Midler, even Joan Baez, Prine's songs were never really pop music material. They spoke to working-class realities with a tone of lament and sorrow, but always also honesty and durability of spirit. His lyrics, though often poetic, were always accessible and in an old-school folksy kind of way. His metaphors were simple and direct, and his tunes melodic and uncomplicated. Like Leonard Cohen, who was an admirer, John Prine gained a tremendous cult following among older and younger audiences alike and enjoyed ascending popularity right to the end. We'll start with several individual songs, all recorded live, and then we'll hear a live-recorded short set with a recent collaborator, Sturgill Simpson.
Thank you. I come from a family of four boys. My oldest brother, Dave, and then Douglas, and me, and little Bill. Little Bill's 6'8". I used to beat him up when he was little, and I'm sorry for that now. Our dad was a tool and die maker at the American Can Company in Maywood, Illinois. So he didn't get a whole lot of vacation, but he would save his money and take us for a weekend trip sometime, to no place in particular. He'd just make sure that the Holiday Inn had a swimming pool. So he would stay up pretty late the night before we'd leave and have his road maps out and a couple of quarts of beer, and he'd draw a big circle on it so he wouldn't have to pass the same place twice. Our mother didn't think that our dad was the best driver in the world. He always took the scenic routes, which meant two-lane highways, and inevitably, we'd find ourselves behind a semi. So he'd pull out to pass it, and of course, there'd be another one coming at us. Our mother would go, "My God, Bill, you're going to kill every one of us." And me and my brothers would look at each other in the back seat and go, "Well, that woman's never lied to us before." Here's a story of a man and his family and a big trip that they took. I heard all about it in a restaurant and I read it in a history book. They rented a car at the Erie Canal, but the car didn't have no brake. 7 miles to pie, my God, this car is gonna fall into the bottomless lake. Well, Mama turned to Daddy with a pale face, said, "I've done something horribly wrong. The water's still running in the bathtub, and I think I left the kitchen light on." Then I heard a crash, the car went splash, the compass rolled around and around. Oh, for heaven's sake, we fell in a lake, and I think we're all gonna drown. We are falling down, down to the bottom of a hole in the ground. Smoke 'em if you got 'em. I'm so scared I can hardly breathe. I may never see my sweetheart again. There was plenty of food in the back seat, and the windows was rolled up tight. So we all nibbled on chicken leg and told stories way through the night. Pa told one that he told before, and the baby got a bellyache. Said Ma to Pa, my God, this car's falling down the bottomless lake. We are falling down, down to the bottom of a hole in the ground. Smoke 'em if you got 'em. I'm so scared I can hardly breathe. I may never see my sweetheart again. Well, Papa played the music on the radio, and Mama rocked the baby to sleep. He said he would have taken the other road, but he didn't think the lake was that deep. If the ferry'd been there at the end of the pier, we'd be halfway to Uncle Jake's. Instead of looking at fish out the window, I wish we'd hit the bottom of the bottomless lake. For we are falling down, down to the bottom of a hole in the ground. Smoke 'em if you got 'em. I'm so scared I can hardly breathe. I may never see my sweetheart again. After years and years of writing story songs, I've learned one thing, that if you're writing a story song, you better have a darn good ending to it. And if you don't, then you better have a good moral to the story. Here's the moral to the story. So if you're ever going on a big trip, you better be careful out there. Study everything on your good foot and wear clean underwear. Take along a Bible in the back seat. Read of David and of Solomon. For if you make a mistake in the bottomless lake, you may never see your sweetheart again. If you should make a mistake in the bottomless lake, you may never see your sweetheart again. If you should make a mistake in the bottomless lake, you may never see your sweetheart again. That's right. Thank you. Apartment in the city, and me and Loretta like living there. Well, it's been years since the kids have grown a life of their own and left us alone. John and Linda live in Omaha, and Joe is somewhere on the road. And we lost Davy in the Korean War, and I still don't know what for. It don't matter anymore. You know that old trees just grow stronger, and old rivers grow wilder every day. Old people just grow lonesome, waiting for someone to say hello in there. Hello. Loretta, we don't talk much more. She sits and stares through the back door screen, and all the news just repeats itself like some forgotten dream that we both sing. Someday I'll go and call up Rudy. We work together at the factory. But what can I say if he asks what's new? Nothing was with you. Nothing much to do. You know that old trees just grow stronger, and old rivers grow wilder every day. Old people just grow lonesome, waiting for someone to say hello in there. Hello. So if you're out walking down the street sometime and spot some hollow ancient ass, well, please don't just pass them by and stare as if you didn't care. Say hello in there. This song is about a man who, over a long period of time, has developed this very special ability to travel in his mind, particularly when his wife starts going on just a little too long about something he hasn't done. Why must you always crit? I blew it from the beginning. Actually, that's all I had, just a story, you know, no song at all. I know why I couldn't do it. I forgot to mention to you there's absolutely nothing autobiographical about this song. It's a disclaimer my wife made me put in there. Here's the long version. Why must you always seem to criticize me? It seems like everything I do just turns out wrong. Why don't you come on out and despise me? So I can pack my bag and baby, I'd be gone. Remember when you used to call me honey? Well, I'd turn around and call you honey too. You might think it's a joke, but it ain't funny to hurt someone who's so in love with you. A clown puts his makeup on upside down, so he wears a smile even when he wears a frown. You might think I'm here when you put me down, but actually, I'm on the other side of town. My body's in this room with you just to catch an hell, but my soul is drinking beer down the road you spell. You might think I'm listening to your grocery list, but I'm leaning on a jukebox and I'm about halfway there. A clown puts his makeup on upside down, so he wears a smile even when he wears a frown. You might think I'm here when you put me down, but actually, I'm on the other side of town. I'm sitting on a chair just behind my ear, playing dominoes and drinking some ice cold beer. When you get done talking, I'll come back downstairs and assume the body of the person you presume who cares. A clown puts his makeup on upside down, so he wears a smile even when he wears a frown. You might think I'm here when you put me down, but actually I'm on the other side of town. I'm across the river on the other side of town. In my mind, I'm going to the dog racing side of town. Thank you. Standing, standing by peaceful waters, standing by peaceful waters. Oh, I, oh, I, oh. Oh, I, oh, I, oh. Many years ago, along the Illinois-Wisconsin border, there was this Indian tribe. They found two babies in the woods, white babies. One of them was named Elizabeth. She was the fairer of the two, while the smaller and more fragile one was named Marie. Having never seen white girls before, and living on the two lakes known as the Twin Lakes, they named the larger, more beautiful lake, Lake Elizabeth. And thus the smaller lake that was hidden from the highway became known forever as Lake Marie. We were standing, standing by peaceful waters, standing by peaceful waters. Oh, ah, oh, ah, oh. Oh, ah, oh, ah, oh. Many years later, I found myself talking to this girl who was standing there with her back turned to Lake Marie. The wind was blowing, especially through her hair. There was four Italian sausages cooking on the outdoor grill, and man, they were sizzling. Many years later, we found ourselves up in Canada, trying to save our marriage and perhaps catch a few fish, whatever seemed easier. That night, she fell asleep in my arms, humming the tune to Louie Louie. Oh, baby. We gotta go now. We were standing, standing by peaceful waters, standing by peaceful waters. Oh, ah, oh, ah, oh. The dogs were barking as the cars were parking. The lone sharks were sharking and the narks were narking. Practically everyone was there in the parking lot by the forest preserve. The police had found two bodies in the woods, naked bodies, and their faces had been horribly disfigured by some kind of sharp object. Saw it on the news, on the 6 o'clock news, in a black and white video. You know what blood looks like in a black and white video? Shadows. Shadows. That's what it looks like. all the love that we shared between her and me, man, it was slammed up against the bank's old Lake Marine. Marie, we were standing by peaceful waters, standing by peaceful waters. Oh, ah, oh, ah, oh, oh, ah, oh, ah, oh, oh, ah, oh, ah, oh, oh, ah, oh, ah, oh. Peaceful waters. Just standing by peaceful waters. You sing these songs like you know them, you know? Well, I knew somewhere in the record I was going to have to get around to writing one. So this one here, I actually wrote it for a movie. I was in a movie last year. I guess it's coming out around Christmas. And me and Billy Bob Thornton play brothers in it. And Andy Griffith is our dad. That makes me like Opie's stepbrother, you know? So Billy Bob asked me to write this, or to write a song for the ending of the movie, and I asked him, I said, you know, I said, I don't understand when you write a song for a movie. I said, are you supposed to talk about them or not talk about them? You know, I said, because sometimes I go to movies and a song comes on, it's like your alarm radio went off in your hotel room, you know? I said, what the heck's that song doing in here? So So Billy Bob just said, So I just went and wrote this song here, kind of based it loosely, real loosely, on a couple of characters in the film. It's called In Spite of Ourselves. She don't like her eggs all runny. She thinks that crossing her legs is funny. She looks down her nose at money. She gets it on like the Easter Bunny. She's my baby, I'm her honey. I'm never gonna let her go.
Well, he ain't got laid in a month of Sundays. I caught him once and he was sniffing my undies. He ain't real sharp, but he gets things done. Drinks his beer like it's oxygen. But he's my baby and I'm his honey. Never gonna let him go.
In spite of ourselves, we'll end up sitting on a rainbow. Against all odds, honey, we're the big door prize. We're gonna spite our noses right off of our faces. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. She thinks all my jokes are corny. Convict movies make her horny. She likes to catch up on her scrambled eggs. Swears like a sailor when she shaves her legs. She takes a licking and keeps on ticking. I'm never gonna let her go.
Well, he's got more balls than a big brass monkey. He's a whacked out weirdo and a love bug junkie. Sly as a fox, crazy as a loon. Payday comes and he's a howling at the moon. But he's my baby, I don't mean maybe. I'm never gonna let him go.
In spite of ourselves, we'll end up sitting on a rainbow. Against all odds, honey, we're the big door prize. Oh, we're gonna spat our noses right off of our faces. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. In spite of ourselves.
We heard The Bottomless Lake starting that set, followed by Hello in There, On the Other Side of Town, and In Spite of Ourselves, a duet there with Iris DeMent, and Lake Marie. John Prine was a heavy smoker for most of his life and developed cancer late in his career. First cancer of the throat, then lung cancer, both of which affected his voice and his stamina. But he resumed singing and touring, and his last album was a chart topper. In this next recording, we'll hear John Prine after his surgeries, a little slower and a little rougher, but still just as soulful.
This is a song. I wrote this. I'd been singing. I got a job in a little club in Chicago called the Fifth Peg. It was across the street from the Old Town School of Folk Music. And that's the place where I made my debut. I went in one night and it was like an open stage. And I was just sitting there drinking beers and watching the people. And I don't know even who was sitting at my table. And I just said, man, this is awful. And, I didn't say it real loud. They were just kind of. And the guy said, well, why don't you get up there? And so I did. And I sang three songs. and they offered me a job. I wasn't looking for a job. Yeah, so I started singing there just on Thursday nights for 50 cents at the door. And about the third week I was going down there, I thought, well, the same 12 people are going to be there. So I thought they'll be expecting a new song. So I made this song up in the car on the way to the gig. And I thought I'd written a melody that was far more advanced than my guitar playing. I thought I'd written a song with jazz chords in it. And it turned out I played it in the bathroom before I went on, and it was the same three chords I always use. It's called The Souvenirs. All the snow has turned to water. Christmas days have come and gone. Broken toys and faded colors are all that's left to linger on. I hate graveyards and old pawn shops, for they always bring me tears. I can't forgive the way they robbed me of my childhood souvenirs. Memories that can't be bought, they can't be won at carnivals for free. Well, it took me years to get those souvenirs, and I don't know how they slipped away from me. Broken hearts and dirty windows make life difficult to see. That's why last night and this morning always look the same to me. And I hate reading old love letters, for they always bring me tears. I can't forgive the way they robbed me of my sweetheart's souvenirs. Memories that can't be bought, they can't be won at carnivals for free. Well, it took me years to get those souvenirs, and I don't know how they slipped away from me. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks. Well, Paul had asked me about this song, Sam Stone, and I kind of didn't want to sing part of the song while we were talking because I wanted to sing it in its entirety. When I wrote this, I wrote it in late 68, early 69, right around in there. And, well, at that time, I didn't even think it was ever going to be on a record. I didn't think I was going to be a recording artist or anybody was going to hear my songs. And when I put it on record, though, and people really wanted to hear it, they really liked the song, you know, the story, even though how sad it was. But if somebody would ask me if I would have thought this song would have had any appeal past the next 4 or 5 years of the early 70s, I would have bet against it. And to this day, when I sing this song, there's a lot of veterans still wandering around and never came home, you know, and there's been so many conflicts since then, and I suspect a lot more Sam Stones, you know. So anyway, this is the one that put me on the map, you know. I wish it was a happier one. Sam Stone came home to his wife and family after serving in the conflicts overseas. And the time that he'd served has shattered all his nerves and left a little shrapnel in his knee. But the morphine eased the pain, and the grass grew around his brain and gave him all the confidence he'd lacked. With a purple heart and a monkey on his back, there's a hole in Daddy's arm where all the money goes, and Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios. Sam Stone's welcome home didn't last too long. He went to work when he'd spent his last dime, and Sammy took to stealing when he got that empty feeling for a $100 habit without overtime. And the gold rolled through his veins like 1,000 railroad trains and eased his mind in the hours that he chose, while the kids ran around wearing other people's clothes. There's a hole in Daddy's arm where all the money goes, and Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios. Sam Stone was alone when he popped his last balloon, climbing walls while sitting in a chair. Well, he played his last request while the room smelled just like death, with an overdose hovering in the air. But life had lost its fun